Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk Radio. But tonight, it's the Three Bros Fantasy Football Show. But one of our bros is out tonight. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Carl.
What's going on, Z Carl? What's up, man?
Yeah. So tonight, me and my brother Jermaine out in North Carolina, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, family, man? Ready to get this championship game going up here Sunday. Yeah, man. So definitely excited, man.
Yeah, I just saw your opponent. He did something I looked at kind of weird. He dropped Michael Parsons and picked up Eddie Jackson, the Bears safety. And I was like, wow, he dropped a potentially defensive player of the year, but hey,
yes.
That's neither here nor there. I'm just saying. But
okay. You
know, this weekend, like my bro said, it's championship weekend. I'm playing for a championship, and in an ESPN lead that we got for my homeboys I grew up with back at home. Carl is playing for a championship in the VA league that me and him play in. Jermaine is playing for a championship in the league that all three of us play in this weekend. And I'm playing in quite a few consolation championships this week.
but
the thing is championship weekend. We're here to help you out. Here to help you navigate this COVID world. You know, tough lineup decisions. But I'm gonna kick it to my bro, man. Talk to the people, man. What you gonna educate them on tonight?
Man, as you said, man, you're right. There's a lot of injuries, a lot of COVID, late scratches. As you guys probably know, I think it was last night, man, we got hit with a big one, man. Kirk Cousins, he's out with COVID. And Kirk Cousins was one of the top scoring quarterbacks. I have him in my championship league. I am in a consolation bracket with him. It is going to take some shrewd moves, but you really got to pay attention to the weather. In situations like the Green Bay games, it's going to be 5 degrees in that game, man. So guys, as you get ready to put your starting, you know, lineups together, pay attention to the weather. You guys seen what happened last week with the Chicago game in Seattle. It was a mess. So you really want to pay attention to the weather and what's going on so that way you could be adequately prepared. But I was going to kick it to you, Lee. There was going to be some moves to see what would you do from an experienced vet when you got like two or three players at one position. Like this is what I was wanting to ask you. You know, we were talking before we got on. What would be a differentiating factor if you had a log jam at one position in determining who you wanted to start on your championship game?
The crazy part is, actually, in my ESPN league that I'm actually playing in, I have a gang of running backs. I have Aaron Jones, Damian Harris, Deontay Foreman, Rashad Penny. I got Ramondre Stevenson just in case something happened with Harris. And I had Miles Sanders. And, of course, Miles Sanders got hurt. So my wide receivers are Antonio Brown, Devontae Adams, and I picked up your boy Amon St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to start three running backs this week,
mm-hmm.
but matchups, I'm going to go with three. I'm going to go with Damian Harris at running back, Aaron Jones at running back, and I'm going with Devontae Adams, Antonio Brown, and Amon St. Brown. I'm playing all those guys this week because I look at it like this. Deontay Foreman is going against Miami. Miami's defense is pretty solid. Plus, he's kind of sort of been in like a running back by commit running back committee here lately. So you definitely want to get away from that. So then I was like, Rashad Penny, you know, going against Detroit. But Detroit has actually been playing pretty good here lately.
Yes.
So when I look at it, it's like, man, I'm going to say Rashad Penny. But to answer your question is, you got to go with the matchup. Like, let's say if you had Amon St. Brown and OBJ as your 3 and 4 wide receivers, that'd be a tough pick because Baltimore's secondary is horrible. But Matthew Stafford throws the ball to Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
So it's like you got to go with who going to get you the most opportunity, and I would go with Amon St. Brown in this case over Odell Beckham Jr., although Odell has scored a touchdown pretty much in every game he's played with for the Rams. So, but opportunity, you got to go who's going to give you the best opportunity, who's going to have the most opportunities, and the most favorable matchup, bro. You got to keep
Big
it time. Simple once again.
I agree. And like you said, game flow coming in this week, it's another thing, guys, that you have to look at is who has games that's on the line, who has games that they're playing hard for to get in a playoff spot. There's going to be teams like New York versus Chicago. Man, they're not playing for nothing. So, they were talking about New York. New York is playing for a draft position. Chicago is not, because Chicago don't have a first-round pick next year. So those things like that matter. You don't know who's going to be who's going to be giving that effort. A caveat for that is like New Orleans. New Orleans is still in the playoff hunt. They have Taysom Hill. So you got to look for these teams that have something to play for. That's another determining factor too on if you have a logjam. Man, who am I trying to play? Who's trying to get home field advantage like the New England Patriots? You got to look at those things. That's one of the things I wanted to know, Moo, your perspective on if you got a logjam, because like running back and wide receiver are going to be those positions you do have to look deep in.
And I think this week, if you plan for a championship, I'm going to be honest. If you plan for a championship, you shouldn't even be looking at the waiver wire, to be honest. Unless you got like a funny feeling about a matchup with one of your, let's say if you're in a 3-wide receiver league, if you got a funny feeling about your number 3-wide receiver, or if you've been streaming a defense all year, or if your tight end, you know, that your tight end really hasn't been doing nothing, and you might want to, you know, look at seeing maybe what's in the tight end in the tight end world. But to be honest, if you're in a championship game, bro, you rolling with what got you there. Those guys on your roster got you to where you at. Because you probably picked somebody up in mid-season, and they actually turned out to be a gem. You know, once again, Amon St. Brown, you picked him up, he's been a gem. If you kept AB all year, now is the time that he is going to pay dividends for you with Godwin being out. Mike Evans comes back this week, but hell, he had 15 targets last week. Sony Michel, you probably picked up Sony Michel because Darrell Henderson went down, and you probably just kept Sony Michel because Darrell has been nicked all year. Now it's going to pay off for you. Because he's the RB1 for the Rams. So it's like stuff like that you might want to look at. But if you got this far with the guys that you drafted and the moves you made or trades you to pull off, go with what got you here to the dance. Don't try to be cute. Like bro said he had Kirk Cousins. That was his number one quarterback. Now, it's hard for him to get out there and pick somebody up. Me personally, I like the Huntley kid from Baltimore.
Yes.
But then he got the Rams this week.
Mm-hmm.
He got the Rams this week. It's like, damn. All right. So you got to look at what you got. It's tough out there on the waiver wire right now. And probably your opponents are probably looking at your roster, seeing where you weak at, and going out and pick up anybody they might think you might pick up. I don't normally play that way, but some people do, but I normally don't. So, all right, Jermaine, let me throw it at you with a quick question. Is there a desperate move somebody can make this weekend that could win them a championship?
Wow. I tell you what, bro. Yes, and when I say a desperate move, I could feel a well-calculated move. And like you said, there are still some gems on the waiver wire. Rashad Penny, yeah, he might be on there. But the aforementioned Tyler Huntley, if he's healthy, he's going to be playing for behind. That might can get you them to 20. You may only need 20 points. So for guys, between him and Taysom Hill, the thing that them two can give you over anybody else is they run and they pass, and the running yards can get you over to those double-digit points you need. So I'm thinking Taysom Hill or Tyler Huntley. I got both of them. I picked up Huntley today. I think they could get you to a championship game, man.
Yeah, and actually, I got one, but man, this is like your running back core has to be probably slim pickings for this to probably pan out, and you hoping that he get a goal line carry. If your running backs are terrible, I will pick up Cam Akers this week, man.
That's a good one, bro.
I will pick up Cam Akers, man. I mean, what you got to lose? Basically, if you're looking at Cam Akers, you either dissatisfied with what you got or what you got hasn't been working. So what is it going to hurt, bro? What is it going to hurt? Now, that's a desperate move. But another move, I would look at another quarterback, like bro said, he got Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff going against Seattle, man. Seattle's defense ain't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if your quarterback is in a tough situation this week, let's say if you got Baker Mayfield, Big Ben, Matt Ryan, Tyler Heineke, even Kyler Murray, to be honest, bro.
Kyler Murray playing terrible, bro.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's been bad. Even in the one win they got since they started 7-0, he only had 123 yards passing in that game. So,
yeah.
Hey, you could do worse than Jared Goff. I think Seattle's defense, once again, isn't that good. And Detroit, they're going to want to run the ball. But I think in Seattle, if they fall behind, then they're going to put it on Jared Goff. And Seattle is an opponent he's familiar with because he played for the Rams. So he knows the weaknesses of their defense. So you got it. Now, when we say desperate moves, this is what we mean by desperate moves. You looking at a move that could possibly win you a championship, but it's also a move that can keep you competitive. Because you can't go in and your quarterback give you 8 to 10 points. That ain't going to cut it. Your quarterback need to get you between 15 and 20. Your running back two, your running back three, or your flex position basically they touchdown dependent. So, you know, once again, you got to look at the waiver wire. You know, pay attention to your alert.
Yeah, Goff is out this week, too. Goff is out, too. I just looked.
Oh, that's right, because he ain't vaccinated. That's why he ain't vaccinated. So he had to miss 10 days. So, well, no, I wouldn't pick up his backup, though. I ain't picking up Tim Boyle. But,
no, sir.
Nah, I can't do that one. And I'm definitely not. Man, Carson Wentz out this week, too.
No, you got to see, and I just checked him early today. You got to
kidding. Carson Wentz is out, man. He got COVID, and he unvaccinated.
It's crazy, son.
Because I got him in one of my leagues.
Yep, me too. He was starting in my other league, my consolation bracket. So,
yeah, man, because his news came down, I want to say Monday or Tuesday. And then when they said he was unvaccinated, that's automatic 10 days in the NFL.
Yeah.
But they have lax the rules, though. They have lax the testing. So still, I would still be a little worried. Yeah, I'm trying to find him because I got him in one of my leagues, Matt Jones. Did I drop him because he was out? I may have dropped him, bro.
Mm.
Nah, Carson Wentz, COVID-19.
Yep.
I'm
looking
so,
at it now. So, I mean, talking about some starts and sits, Taysom Hill, man, I'm telling you, man, him or Huntley, bro, I think, like you said earlier, I think them two will be the best plug-in plays, man. And it's crazy, man, because we're going to have to watch the waiver wire. Everybody, we got to watch the waiver wire up until kickoff now with all this COVID going on. You're going to have some plans in place, y'all. You got to have them.
Yeah. And what me and Bro talking about, we ain't talking about your stars. We're talking about your French starters. Your friend starters, your RB2, your wide receiver 3, your tight end 1, those positions are the positions that we're talking about. Because if you could make a move that could enhance your RB2 or your wide receiver 3 or your flex position, hey, you can't be scared to do it. But at the same time, is we firm believers in getting. Play what got you there.
Yep.
So, but all right, bro, let's get into it, man. What quarterback you sitting this week?
Man, I'm sitting Matt Ryan going up against Buffalo, bro. Buffalo, man, since that beatdown at New England, man, them boys, man, they playing with a purpose, cuz. And Matt Ryan, he's been madly inconsistent. I know, guys. Yeah, there's some things going on with COVID, and there's other options. You know, the options are thin. But if you have a better option than going up against Buffalo, Buffalo has been balling. Matt Ryan, other than Cordero Patterson, man, they don't got nothing out there, man. I just don't see them pushing the ball. Even though they're going to have to score, I think it's going to lead to a lot of turnovers from Matt Ryan. You got a better option out there, one of those quarterbacks we mentioned, I think that'll be a safer start than going with Matt Ryan this week.
Yeah, man, I had Matt Ryan, too, going against Buffalo. I just think it's going to be cold and windy. Buffalo is hitting their stride. I think they're going to come in there geared up to play, being that they beat New England last week. I like Buffalo defense this week. My sit. And I know some of you guys, y'all are out there, when I say this, y'all will be like, man, I can't sit my number one quarterback. But that's the reason why you draft a quality backup. Kyler Murray hasn't been playing good, bro. Kyler Murray hasn't been playing good. And he's about to play Dallas on Sunday, a defense that has found its stride, that takes the ball away. And what has Arizona been doing since the second half of the season? turning the ball over at a high clip. They had turned the ball over at least two times, I want to say every game since they started since they lost to Green Bay. For some strange reason, Arizona seems to fall apart in the second half of the season since Kyler Murray has been there. So I know you drafted Kyler Murray as your number one, but hopefully you got a quality number two that you got behind him that has a better matchup. I know it sounds blasphemous to sit Kyler Murray down, but this is a matchup that I'll be scared of going into championship weekend. And his style of play, and D-Hop ain't there. So, hey, Kyler Murray is a sit for me. All right, little bro, give me a running back you're sitting.
Man, I'm sitting Michael Carter going up against the Buccaneers. He had a great game last week. He had 16 carries, 118 yards. I feel outside of, you know, I forget the backup quarterback for them who's far better than Zach Wilson. That's probably the offensive MVP, but he's going up against the Bucs. We've talked about every running back going up against the Bucs this year. Guys, it's all like Moose said, it's all about the matchups. This is not a good matchup going up against the Bucs on the ground. It's not going to happen. So definitely go with another matchup, man, but this one is not it. And nine times out of ten, he's probably your running back two. But if he's your running back two, he's a running back two for a reason. So that means you got somebody else on the bench that you can plug and play.
Yeah, and Michael Carter, if you planning on playing him this week, the only thing he can give you is in the passing game. The Jets going to be behind, so he should be getting dump offs. But I probably would, like Bro said, with Michael Carter, I'll probably move him to either my flex position. But he definitely wouldn't be either my RB1 or my RB2. So, I'm going to shock a lot of people again with this one, bro. Kareem Hunt, Monday night against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Only reason I say this is because look at the usage rate that Cleveland has given Nick Chubb in the last 3 weeks. Nick Chubb has been on fire as far as running the ball and catching the ball. What was Kareem Hunt's strength when he was in the lineup? He was the third down back. He was the one they was throwing the ball to. Although Pittsburgh has seemed to be giving it up on the ground, I think they'll give it up on the ground to Chubb, not Hunt. Hunt may vulture a touchdown, but I'm really going to stay away from him this week unless, you know, that's your flex guy. If that's the guy you're going to run in your flex position, cool. But if you got a wide receiver that's been putting up numbers, I would actually slide him into my flex position instead of Kareem Hunt. All right, bro. Give me a wide receiver you're sitting this week.
Man, my hometown Washington football team, Scary Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin, yep.
Man, I tell you, brother. To save my blood pressure from going up, I'm not going to talk about my football team, bro. Because that thing, it just something rises in me, move, man. I don't want to talk. I'm not going to get into depth. But, man, Terry, he's only had 8 catches for 113 yards in the past 4 games combined. And with the last time they played Philly, guys, he was only held to 2 catches for 15 yards. So he's going up against big play, Darius Slay. Man, Slay owns him, man. It's just whatever it is. Terry, if you hear me, man, don't take it personal. But, man, my man has his hands in your pockets, man. So, Scary Terry, man, you're going to have to go to another route this week. I like him a lot, man, but I just can't trust him in my big game, man.
Yeah, and the sad part is this is to be a game where they should feature him being that Gibson going to be out. It's like our quarterback play has definitely Washington football team's quarterback players went down the second half of the season. If you look at what Terry McLaurin was doing, early in the year, he was balling. But when a quarterback play goes down, his production goes down. So, yeah, man, I'm kind of, and I like Terry McLaurin. I got him in two of my leagues. I'm going with DJ Moore, bro. DJ Moore started off this year like Terry McLaurin. And when the quarterback play went down, his production went down. They're going against New Orleans this week. Don't like the matchup. New Orleans still has something to play for. They can still get in the playoffs. And their defense is solid. And Carolina is going back to Sam Darnold. And that's enough for me to not have any faith in DJ Moore.
No.
So I'm saying DJ Moore this week.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Give me a tight end you're sitting this week.
I'm sitting Kyle Pitts going up against Buffalo. We talked about earlier, you know, with Matt Ryan. Now I'm going to tell everybody, this because you sit a quarterback doesn't mean a wide receiver can have a productive game. But in this case, Buffalo, they have the best safety duo in football. And they just Kyle Pitts. I mean, I just don't see him getting loose. Buffalo is very stingy versus the tight end. And I just don't see – I don't even see really the Falcons probably scoring over 14 points. So, sit him, guys.
Yeah, man. Man, it's just a tough week, too. And Kyle Pitts has been very productive. And – there's probably nothing out on the waiver wire that you could pick up unless Gerald Everett is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see a tight end. I mean, you probably going to have to roll with Kyle Pitts, but it's just a tough matchup. When the quarterback has a tough matchup, the skill position has a tough matchup. We've been saying that all year. Like Bo said, we've been beating this guy up all year. And I'm gonna do it again this week. Evan Engram should be nowhere near you starting your starting lineup this week. I don't care if you got a stream of tight end, maybe Jimmy Graham, maybe Cole Kmet, maybe Cameron Bright. It's just their quarterback situation has been so bad. Even with Daniel Jones, the quarterback situation was bad. But now you got Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm completed 7 or 20 passes last week. Come on, bro. So, man, stay away from Evan Engram this week. All right, bro.
Yep.
Let's do it, man. Let's give them what they want, man. Give me a quarterback you're starting this week that's going to take you to the promised land.
Yes, sir. Man, I'm starting Jalen Hurts going up against my raggedy Washington football team. We are giving up the most points to quarterbacks so far this season. Last two games, Hurts has played well, man. 3 touchdowns, one interception, 25 points, 18 points respectively. Man, we can't stop anybody. Personally, I think we've just given up. I don't see no fighting us. And Philly, they're playing. They're still trying to play for a playoff spot. So this is a good spot for them. Bad spot for us, but I think Jalen Hurts will be a top 5 quarterback at the end of the day in week 17.
Well, I'm hoping you're wrong because we still can kind of sort of hope to get in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Although I hope we don't. This is a year that just wasn't our year, man. I mean, quarterback play. Fitzpatrick went down, Chase went down, even though he wasn't playing good. Our RB1 had the most fumbles among starting running backs. It just wasn't a good year for watching the football team. But I'm going with a guy, man, you've been talking about, a guy you just picked up in one of our leagues. I'm going with Taysom Hill, bro. If you got Taysom Hill, unless you got Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, somebody like that, Taysom Hill can win you the championship this week. He didn't play last week due to COVID. He's coming back this week, playing at home against a very solid Carolina defense. But he's a dual-threat quarterback. And like Lil Bro said, if they can get you the rushing along with the passing, if you can get 85 yards rushing and a touchdown and, let's say, 200 yards passing and maybe two touchdowns, that could win you a championship right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's a combined 300 yards and three touchdowns. So Taysom Hill, I'm starting him this week in my ESPN league. That's the one that I'm playing for a championship. I picked him up this week, and I'm starting him this week. So I'm rolling with Taysom Hill, bro. All right, man, give me a running back who's starting this week.
Man, I'm starting Ronald Jones, man. Ronald Jones, I felt coming in the season, everybody had him, very high on their list. But he got in that doghouse. But with Leonard Fournette out for the season, he's going up against the Jets. The Jets have given up the most points to running backs this season. Ronald Jones last week, guys, he accounted for out of the 31 rushes they rushed, 20 of them. So they're going to give him the ball, especially with Godwin out. Mike Evans is hurting. I'm thinking that they're going to pound him. Ronald Jones is going to take you to the promised land for sure this week.
Yeah, it's funny how the Bucs and New England, how their schedules always play to, I'm going to say not the Bucs, how Tom Brady and also the New England Patriots, how their schedules are always weak in the second half of the season. I'm just throwing that out there.
Uh-oh.
All right, a running back on starting this week. I already talked about Sony Michel. I would definitely start him. But I'm going with a guy that we probably haven't said start more than four times this year. But if you're going to start him, this is a week to do it. I'm going with Devin Singletary, man, Buffalo, going against Atlanta. If you've been watching Buffalo play since the Tampa Bay game, they have kind of sort of made a concerted effort to run the ball. And who have they been running the ball with? Josh Allen and Devin Singletary. So the matchup this week and the game flow should dictate Devin Singletary to be probably 20 carries, close to 100 yards, or maybe a touchdown. And you can live with that in your championship week. Plus, he's going to catch a couple, two, three passes also. So Devin Singletary, I'm definitely starting this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, give me a wide receiver you're starting this week.
Man, you already know I like my man Amon-Ra St. Brown, but, hey, I'm going to give somebody else some play, man. I'm going to go with Devontae Smith for the Eagles, also going up against the Washington football team. Right now, the Eagles are dealing with a few injuries, like Mu had said earlier. Miles Sanders is out. Jordan Howard is out. But Devontae Smith is consistent. He's solid. And man, it's sad, man. Not only are we giving up pretty much one of the top 3-point versus quarterbacks, but receivers, we can't stop nobody either. So, it's sad to say, man. I hate beating my boys up, man. But man, Devontae Smith is going to eat this week, man.
I'm sure hoping you're wrong. After us giving up 56 points last week, we got to play with some heart this week.
Man,
that was tough to watch.
Man, that made
me mad. Well, I'm going to just throw out some stats for your boy Amon-Ra St. Brown, because I had him as a start. And I'm just going to throw this out. Last four games, 25 catches, 340 yards, three touchdowns. That's what he's done in the last four games. So just throwing that out there. I'm playing him in a flex position over a running back this week. So that should be enough said. But I'm going with a guy that I stashed all year, and it was hard. But last week is why I stashed him. AB.
Yes, sir.
First game back, 15 targets, 10 catches, 101 yards. Brady looked at him basically the whole game last week. Mike Evans comes back this week, I don't care. I'm still going with AB because he can get open. If you put your number one DB on Evans, he's going to eat up your number two. And actually, he ate up Gilmore, and Gilmore is one of the best corners in the game.
Yes, sir.
And he ate him up last week. So I'll definitely start Antonio Brown this week. Although Evans comes back this week and Breshad Perriman is back this week, I still think he can fill the Chris Godwin role. And if you look at what Godwin was doing before he got hurt, he was getting about 12, 13 targets a game in the slot, so I like AB, man. All right, bro, give me a tight end you rolling with.
Man, I'm going with Dallas Goedert. But you know what? Let me switch it up, man, because I know you ain't got three of them. So Washington football team, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go with Gronk. I'm going with a Gronk versus Jets, man. Gronk versus the Jets. Gronk is definitely going to eat. Jets giving up the 10th most points to tight ends. I know Evans, you're talking about Evans coming back, but I don't know how full strength he is. And everybody knows Gronk is Tom Brady's favorite red zone threat. You got to go with Gronk. Gronk is going to come through. He always does. And this is a prime spot because they're really going to ring up some points on the Jets, man. So, Gronk, watch, man. I guarantee you, man, he'll get at least two touchdowns this week.
I'm with you, man. I think this is the week Tom Brady goes for the MVP. I think he is going to go probably four or five touchdown passes this weekend. A lot of them are the 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard variety. You know, he the king of those. So I think they're going to ring it up on the Jets this week. I can't be mad about Gronk, man. I can't be mad about Gronk. I had Dallas Goedert also, but I'm going with this guy, man. I'm going with Gerald Everett, man. Gerald Everett, since Russ has been back, he's been the guy I thought he would have been in the preseason, where he would be more used as a wide receiver, more of a receiving threat in the red zone. And they actually let him run the ball, too. So I like Gerald Everett going against Detroit. He's a red zone target. Hey, give me some Gerald Everett this week for sure for championship weekend. All right, man, give me one sleeper, man. That you would actually play this weekend.
One sleeper, man. Me personally, man, I would have to go with the quarterback that you said earlier. Tyler Huntley. He's one of my biggest sleepers that I have wrote down. And he was actually a start. And I can throw one more if I can. Believe it or not, man, y'all going to laugh until you look at the stats. If you are in total desperation for a quarterback, David Mills for going against San Fran. He's averaged on 276 yards a game and seven touchdowns and only two interceptions his last four games. If you're needing just about 20 points, just 20. And you need a consistent 20 points. If you don't have no other quarterback out there, it's a deep sleeper. But I think he'll be able to pull you through and get you some solid points this week.
Yeah, I got two, both on wide receivers. This is basically for wide leagues. You got three starting wide receivers. Alan Lazard for Green Bay. Aaron has definitely been throwing to him. He's definitely established himself as the number two wide receiver in the Green Bay system. Although they're getting Valdez Scantling back and Randall Cobb back, I still like Lazard because they flip it to him, let him run it. When they get in the goal line, they look to him. So, and he's kind of sort of a possession wide receiver. And PPR, he's a good play. And then my second guy is Jalen Guyton of the Chargers. Jalen Guyton has found himself as the number three wide receiver in a pass-happy offense. He's averaging, I want to say, at least five targets a game. He's bringing in at least three of those, and he has a couple touchdowns. So if you got a wide receiver, if you're in a three wide out league and your third wide receiver ain't been getting it done, I would look at Lazard or Guyton or see if Tyler Boyd is available in your league because they're playing Kansas City, and I think that game is going to be high scoring. So, you know, like Bro said, you want to look at games where teams got something to play for. And then look at it, whatnot. It got a chance to be a high-scoring game. Kansas City and Cincinnati have all the makings of a high-scoring game. It just does. So, but me and Lil Bro, we gave it to y'all tonight, helping y'all win y'all championship, gave y'all some lineup suggestions as far as desperate moves, taking deep dives, looking into your lineup, looking at the waiver wire, you know. But the main thing that we always say is do what got you here. Do what got you to the dance, especially if you're playing for a championship. Don't overthink it. Look at your lineup. Look at the matchup. And you just go with what the numbers say and look at what the matchups say. Any last words, bro?
Yeah, man, you said it. I mean, trust your gut. And, man, I tell you, if you are in the championship game this year, you better pat yourself on the back. This has been the toughest fantasy football season in history. So if you're in that championship game, great job and good luck to you.
Yeah, I see on the guy you playing in the All-Star League, he just picked up Deontay Harris and dropped Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I see him. It don't matter. He's trying to – I'm still projected to beat him. I don't care what he do. Yeah, man. Only thing he got that I'm concerned with is Josh Allen at quarterback. And Tyreek Hill. That concerns me. He got a good team, man, if you look at him. He got a solid
squad. I saw the matchup. I think y'all defensive players is going to play a major role in who win this game. Y'all defensive players is going to play a role in who wins this game. Just for those that don't know, in this league, we play two DBs, two defensive linemen, and two defensive linemen. So this league is serious. We got two DBs, two linebackers, and two defensive linemen. So this league is serious. We you got to know some football in this league. But everybody have a safe New Year. For those that's playing for championships, have a great weekend. Good luck. We'll be back in a couple weeks when we do our end of the year show. Talking our fantasy end of the year show. And I'm looking forward to that because this year has definitely been challenging. And we're going to preview next year and we're going to do a this year review. Everybody have a great day, great weekend, be safe, and all that good stuff. Happy birthday, big bro.
Yes, sir. Birthday, big fan.
All right, like always, we always end the show with a peace.
Peace.